What's going on, guys? Welcome to the FPT Podcast, episode number 106.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Almost.
It's not.
After.
It's not actually a thing. I guess when it goes out to the public.
Not live.
You fucked up the intro. Now I don't know where I'm at. It's November 22nd. Recorded live November 22nd. When it comes out, you will have been thanked. You will have been given. It will all be great. I'm joined live by John Prosser. Hang on, let me take a bow. Thank you. The beautiful, the lovely, the bearded Jordan Brown.
That's me.
And then the lovely, the not so beard, a little bit, just combed his hair, looking fresh, looking stylish, looking Cyprian.
Hey.
I like that intro for you, Lucas.
Okay. Not so bearded, but freshly combed.
Not so bearded, but freshly combed. There's a shirt, Lucas. There's a shirt.
I mean, I usually wear shirts here. So.
Speaking of shirts, this episode is sponsored by Printful. We'll tell you about them later. We'll tell you about them a little later. I wish that there was the fucking dog outside would stop barking during my podcast. That would be great.
Thank you, Jordan.
Like, am I wrong here?
Yes.
When I say that
dogs do in fact bark.
Thank you, Lucas. I was unsure about that. Am I wrong in saying that it is rude, not only to your dog, but to the rest of the people, when you do nothing but leave the dog outside to bark because you're too lazy to be with your dog?
Or
if the dog is barking, go outside and be like, hey, dog, stop barking. Come inside. You know what I mean?
Stop barking. Stop barking.
Hey, dog.
Bark, bark, bark.
Stop barking. It's just so I hate it. Like, my neighbors are actually very quiet for the most part. It's the dogs. The dog neighbors. They're awful. They just fucking come out of their little houses and they bark. And once one of them starts from, like, the left side of the street, then the other dog, starts from the other side of the street. And then just go back and forth. And my life is just a loop of dog barks. And I hate it.
A loop of dog barks.
And it happens when I'm going to record something. That's the only happens.
Hey, John's recording.
That's exactly
what they're thinking.
I guarantee it.
Fuck
that
guy.
I don't know. Oh, God.
What?
Andrew Zarian messaged me on Skype. That's never good. And he just said hello. So, Andrew, if you're watching, don't call. That's what you do. That's what you do. You message me, you say hello, and then you call. Don't call. I'm doing a live show. I should start calling Andrew during his live shows. Do you remember when? It was when I was in California.
Don't remember.
In Anaheim.
Yes,
and we're doing the fucking podcast.
How
can
we
not
remember, John? You ate your damn leg hair.
This is true. I did eat the leg hair. Lucas, in post, if you want to slap a little clip there and a link to the that episode.
Or not.
That's fine. But that happened.
Maybe I'll just give them a link.
Yeah, or just a link, because then they can decide for themselves whether they want to see that shit.
Probably not.
Did you guys see that this week, maybe it was last week, that OnePlus released the OnePlus 3T?
Yeah. Not the S, but the T.
Yeah, it's very clever of them.
Because other phone makers use that one letter.
Yeah.
Too many of them.
And T comes after S.
They're like, let's just move one letter over. Nobody will even notice.
Yeah.
Or they did it on purpose just to kick Apple in little dick holes. But I'm about to pull the trigger on that phone.
The trigger.
For a second, I wanted the iPhone 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very pretty phone.
Very pretty phone.
But I realized that I will just put myself back in the same position I was in before I switched to Android. I never had a problem with the actual hardware of the phones. The phones are always pretty. It's a software that just fists me all the time and is terrible. And now it's even worse. So it'd be stupid of me to go get an iPhone and then put myself through the mess that is iOS again.
Which one did you have last time you had an iPhone? Was it the 6?
Yeah, the 6.
Okay. So that would have been, about 2 years ago then, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Oh,
yeah. So.
I literally got a new iPhone every time a new iPhone came out. And then it was just shitty. So I stopped letting my life be shitty. And I moved to Android. There you go. That You can quote me on that, internet. Stop letting your life be shitty, iOS users, because it's definitely shitty. So have we talked about how shitty Apple is lately on this podcast? Well,
I don't know what happened last week, so.
No, we didn't talk about it at all.
No, we talked about some weird shit last week.
Yes, I know. Because Lucas was not here to stop
right.
us.
Lucas, did you, just a question, did you happen to listen through the whole podcast?
I mean, it's sort of consequence from, like, editing it. I mean, I didn't really, like,
so
listen to it.
So did you miss
at,
the
like,
part
from
where Brian
end,
said he would jack off
just...
a dude on an airplane? Okay, good. You heard that
good
part.
Good thing Brian's not here to defend himself.
Yeah, so. Speaking of that asshole, which he won't ever listen to this, but if you do, Brian, you're a fucking asshole. Tweet Brian. Everyone, please just go tweet Brian right now and just say fucking asshole, but don't tell him why. So when he looks at Twitter, he'll see that and he won't know why. But the reason being, he's off today. He's off tomorrow. And I...
Thanksgiving week.
Yeah. I messaged the podcast group chat. And instead of messaging the group chat, he messaged me privately and said, so I may or may not have gotten movie tickets for 7.
Okay.
So that's what Brian's doing. He's out having a night on the town instead of doing the podcast.
He didn't even tell you what movie he was going to see.
No, the fucker didn't even tell me what movie he's going to see. He just went and saw a movie. He sent me a video. He sent me a video of a knife he bought. I guess there's a new store in the mall that sells knives.
How does that warrant a video?
Because he was like, look, it's spring assisted. Which I was like, I'm pretty sure that's illegal. Spring-assisted pocket knives, but I think it has to do with the fact that it's spring-assisted and has to be a certain length, and it looked pretty small, so maybe it's
sure.
Fine. I don't know.
Sure.
Somebody else can Google that. That's not for me right now. I don't really care, but that's what Brian's doing. So you can go ahead and tweet him and call him a fucking asshole.
Okay.
I expect nothing less. Are you going to do it, Jordan?
Okay.
No.
No, damn. I wouldn't do it. Speaking of fucking assholes.
Oh.
We are a group of assholes.
Are we talking about nouns or the verb? Action.
Nouns.
You need to be careful there.
Yes,
yeah.
Us. We are like 50 subscribers away from 20K, finally. Thank you, Jesus.
See how that correlates to what you...
I said okay. We are assholes. I said speaking of assholes, and then we're the group of assholes.
Yeah, I don't get the... Okay, whatever.
You don't want to be like lumped in with the group of assholes, Lucas? Is that the
not
problem?
Not particularly. It doesn't have to. I mean, I'll be with a group. Rather not have that label.
Well, that's what that we're rebranding after 20K. Did you not get the memo? I must have fucked it up
the
email
memo
that I sent out about the podcast.
Jordan, did you get that memo?
Front page assholes?
Ew.
Oh, maybe it was just me. Maybe I just sent it to me. That's unfortunate.
Most like.
Yeah, we're going to rebrand after 20K and then just shut the whole channel down. That's the plan.
Whenever your joke's over.
It's not a joke.
Okay.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey.
How about your fucking video, man?
Did you like that?
Doing pretty well on Facebook, isn't it?
It might have hit 9,000 views. I'm not sure.
Pretty fucking good. There's a tip for... Well, first of all, if you're using Facebook video, that's one thing. Another thing, try to make sure the video is good. But the other thing, tag people is apparently a good secret.
Mm-hmm.
And please don't just start tagging random people if you post a video.
Tag the people
right,
that are
I mean, it's
well,
got to be relatable.
So, context. I made a mannequin challenge video.
Which
with
we talked about.
We talked about.
Yes, we did. And it
I remember
happened,
that part.
And... I actually was able to edit it fairly quicker than I originally assumed. I had it up in like 3 hours after I got home. So my video that I posted, 8,100 views. And that was since Saturday at 3:00. In 24 hours, it had 7,000. So just a little bit. And then that's just Facebook. I uploaded it separately to Facebook, to Instagram, to Twitter, and YouTube. YouTube got, there's like 10 views because nobody had the link to it. It's just like a failsafe that I uploaded it there. I put it on Instagram. Right. My channel only got like 230 views. I don't have any Instagram followers. Twitter, I didn't pay attention
honestly,
to.
That's probably
couple
more
likes.
Than would view it on my Instagram.
Yeah. But then, so I posted it on Instagram specifically so that our coach, Jeff, could repost it on the CrossFit Morgantown Instagram page. And then he shared, and since it was like a regram, like a Insta-regram, whatever the fuck you want to call it, it kind of like unlinks. So then his video also got posted to Facebook. So it's a separate video, and that one got 4,000 views.
Wow.
So grand total of a little over 12,000.
Oh, do you have any of that monetized on Facebook?
No.
Oh, damn.
Well, I
missed
also
opportunity.
Not really, considering that there's copyrighted content in it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I got yelled at everywhere I uploaded it except for Twitter. Instagram. Instagram immediately, right after it finished uploading, blocked it and said it had the whole Instagram like copyright stuff on it. And then I could click.
I didn't know that was a thing, honestly.
Yeah, I didn't know either. So there was two options. There was one to just delete it, not even do anything about it. Like, oh, sorry,
just
delete.
Back away now. Forget about it.
The second was an appeal process. And then you click on appeal, and it had you type in your name, like, as a signature. And then you click a box that says, like, I agree to have, I have full rights to everything in this video. And then you hit agree. And I was like, this sounds a little sketchy. But fuck it, I'm going to do it anyway. And it, like, not even 2 minutes later, it went, your video's been reposted. Like, it said, wow. And I got an email that's like, after further review, your video is fine. I think it's the song. It's that Black Beatles.
Oh, it definitely is the song.
And well,
what else is copyrighted in there?
Well, no, I'm saying, I think the owners of the song are saying, fuck it, we don't care, let anybody use it. It's right. Just, it gets flagged by the automatic process.
Right.
And Facebook also had it didn't like block it and then prompt me to appeal. It's just before it completely posted, it says this video may contain copyrighted material, and it had like three little things like you can post this if you own all the rights to everything in here. And then the second option was like you might be able to post this like if the copyrighted content isn't the main focus of the video, blah, blah, blah. And then three was like, you can't do this if it's blagrant. Like,
right.
I was like, post, click anyway. I don't care. And I mean, since Saturday, nothing's been taken down. So I'm assuming I'm in the clear.
Yeah. Well, like, I know with YouTube, it's the process is similar, but like, there's more at stake because there's usually money involved.
Yes.
When videos are monetized like that. So a lot of the times, like, if you get to keep the video up, the actual money that the video makes will go to like the artist of that song instead.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to post the link in chat for everybody.
And then we'll post it in the description of the thingy.
Yeah. Which this
I'd
will
play
be
in
my
the podcast, but then we'll get fucked in the butt.
Please. Yeah. Don't. Yeah, don't you can play that. What? 10 seconds of it?
Dude.
Otherwise I'm just going to have to edit it out.
We would. So like if, it's funny. Cause like sometimes if you get caught, which is most of the time by Content ID, and they email you and they're like, hey, you have copyrighted material in here. You can appeal, and usually it tells you right up front, like, there's a chance your channel's terminated if you lose this appeal process.
Right.
And so if you do it, a lot of times it's just like YouTube goes, ha, and that's their only response to your appeal. Like, they don't give a fuck. But like more recently, they've had actual like humans and staff handling that stuff.
Okay.
So it's been a lot better, and that has to do with all the fair use drama that happened a few months back.
Right.
So I think if we played like 10 seconds, which we might as well not even try, but if we played it and they were like, no, fuck you, we could appeal it and probably win. But that's a lot of hassle for for 10 seconds of that stupid fucking song. I hate that song now. And the sad thing is I didn't hate
fault,
it when
Jordan
showed me the video. Because I didn't hear that. I hadn't heard that song before. But now I fucking hate that song because I hear it every fucking where.
It's on commercials. It is literally everywhere.
Why do they do that?
Because it's like the same thing as like the fucking do the Harlem Shake viral thing.
It's just like how if you poke somebody, it doesn't hurt the first time. But if you keep going, it just fucking grows this massive, awful pain. That's what they're doing with this music all the time. And they should feel bad about it. I don't know who they is, but we need to get it handled, for sure. Good. Lucas, how? Hang on.
Oh shit.
How was your week, Lucas?
Ah, boy. I think I failed to mention even the last podcast.
You weren't here last
podcast. I have seen a couple movies lately.
Ooh, have you?
Yeah, I went and saw Doctor Strange a couple weeks back. Pretty good. I saw Hacksaw Ridge.
I saw that, too. Pretty good.
And I recently saw, this past weekend, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Pretty good.
So if you rate all the movies from 1 to 5 Lucases.
What?
I Fantastic Beasts, how many Lucases do you give it?
Speaking from a non... okay, not really non. I just don't follow Harry Potter stuff very closely.
Dude, you and me both.
I'll give it a 9 out of 10. It was good. Yeah. I mean, I think
it's
a movie...
I mean, that's way more Lucas stars than I offered, but... Yeah,
okay, why stars and Lucases? Like, it's just a damn number, John. For somebody that doesn't watch Harry Potter stuff or typically has any interest with that stuff regularly, it's all pretty good.
Do you like have to know about Harry Potter stuff before you go into that, or...
No, not for that one, because it's sort of like a spinoff.
Okay.
It's still connected to everything in the whole Harry Potter universe. But I mean, if you're just going in to enjoy that, you're going to enjoy the movie.
Gotcha.
So yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, Hacksaw Ridge was pretty good. If you don't know what that is, it's about World War I.
Oh, that's Mel Gibson's movie, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yes. It's very good. I love it.
Really good. Yeah. Jordan said he saw it. And yeah, Doctor Strange. It seems to be like a running thing where like people have been always skeptical when it first started with like Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, is this movie going to be good? And it was awesome. Doctor Strange, is this movie going to be good? It was awesome. So I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't want to spoil anything. But damn, the freaking video effects that went into that, like. The credits should have been a lot more focused on the people that did all that work, because holy
crap. It's
just
like their pictures on the side throughout the whole credit sequence.
I mean, yeah. there was a lot of work that went into that movie that, from a technical standpoint, holy crap. You can just tell how much work went into that. I mean, I'm not even talking about, like, the acting, the plot at hand. Like, that movie, there was a reason why it did that well in the box office, so.
Well, that's, like, it's crazy because, like, you know, when movies come out, we, as the people that consume them and watch them, only get them for, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, and you never really understand how long they've been working on the movie. Like, Avatar, didn't they work on it for, like, 10 fucking years?
Yeah, yeah, it's something.
It's
really
nuts. It's crazy, and I feel like before this is a new process we have to make. Before someone watches a movie, they have to wait the amount of time that it took them to make the movie.
Now, of these three movies, and because people like to consider, well, some people like to consider the critics' reviews and stuff. Which of those three videos do you think got the lowest review? Hacksaw Ridge, Doctor Strange, or Fantastic Beasts?
From the critics' perspective, knowing that I haven't seen any of them, so...
Yeah, I mean, either way.
Were they shittier about Doctor Strange?
Nope.
Well, Fantastic Beasts?
Yep.
Okay.
That was my guess.
Damn it.
Yeah, it got a 77%.
Wow.
In contrast, it blew all the others and every other movie this season out of the water in the box office. It got like $75 million almost.
Fantastic Beasts.
And the next best was Doctor Strange with like almost $18 million.
Yeah, probably because of the Harry Potter universe.
Which, yeah, that was expected.
Are they done with Harry Potter stuff? Like, haven't they been
done
with that?
Well, this is... That original main story that J.K. Rowling wrote. I mean, this Fantastic Beasts, it's still written by J.K. Rowling, but this is supposed to be like a different part of the timeline. And it's going to be its own separate series. Gotcha. That's all I know. I'm not going to pretend to know anything else.
Speaking of timelines and universes, and this doesn't exactly
make sense. No, it doesn't sound like it's going to.
Game of Thrones, anybody? We all know Game of Thrones. We all love Game of Thrones. Well,
what's that?
It's a really cool TV show, Jordan. You should check it out.
Okay.
Just Google it when you have some free time. So Kit Harington, Jon Snow, I think for a while was dating Ygritte. Like, well, Ygritte from the show, the actress, I don't know her name. But now they broke up, and he's dating Emilia Clarke, Daenerys.
Oh,
that's just dating the show. Yeah, he's just like dating around the cast. I don't know, man. I would date Kit Harington. I think I wouldn't like jack him off on an airplane or anything, but I'm pretty sure I would at least date him, go out to dinner or something a couple times.
Okay,
he's a nice man. I can't confirm that. So maybe somebody should Google it. I read it in a couple articles, but those articles also came from Facebook. So you do with it what you will, if you want to believe that those stories are correct. Jordan, is this your searching face?
No.
You look like you're really into something right now.
Don't worry about it.
What? What do you mean, don't worry about it?
It's nothing.
I think at this point I'm worried about it.
You shouldn't be worried. Let me take this opportunity.
All right.
And by let me take this opportunity, I mean I'm going to give Lucas a chance because he's wearing the shirt to thank our sponsor.
Oh, hey there.
Printful, theprintful.com. We'll give you the option to create your own custom merch. There's a lot of websites to do it, but being somebody that's tried pretty much all of them, the Printful has definitely been the best just in terms of like actual quality and features that you get as a seller by going through them. Lucas is wearing a shirt from them. Lucas, what are your thoughts on Printful?
I mean, it's not just me. I think we've, as a collective, we've come to find they have pretty good printing quality. That
custom
doesn't
stuffs.
Come with... Yeah, okay, let me start over because words aren't working. As John said, we've tried a bunch of different services, and you know, a shirt's a shirt to some people, but when you're a brand, when you're like a group of like us, you want your stuff to look good. So that comes with print quality, that comes with just how the overall product turns out, and they've been pretty good. And I'll even speak on a particular incident that I'm not going to try and be too detailed about, but there was a little mix-up with something, and Printful got right on it, and they owned up to it, and they got the job done.
Luckily for us, it was an internal issue.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't a big deal. It was just a little mix up with the shirt. And yeah, like I said, they got right on it and they handled it very expeditedly. So, they're real people. They're a real company. They're made up not of machines that are going to see your support like, oh, this guy needs help with a shirt. Okay, pass ticket along. Okay. No, it's real service you're going to get, and it shows with the products you get from them. So, yeah.
That's custom, like, shirts, hoodies, hats, leggings. They have new pillows, and I got an email about that they are introducing new pillows.
They got rectangular pillows, not just the square ones.
They got stuff for pretty much anything in terms of like the type of product that you like to print on. So check them out, theprintful.com, and thank you to Printful for sponsoring the FPT podcast.
And guess what, Jordan?
What?
They do dog sweaters.
There was a joke about dog sweaters, and then they saw the ad read, and then she was like, hey, by the way...
Are you fucking kidding me?
Dog sweaters, nope. Yeah.
So, not kidding you.
So now that the ad read's over, this was a really funny fucking coincidence. Lucas got his brother Phil a shirt. FPT podcast shirt? Or
It was just like a... It was like a similar design we're working on for like regular t-shirts, but I put like a slightly different color on one, on a different like baseball tee, kind of like my FPT podcast shirt. And you want me to tell a story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So basically what happened was somebody else, some guy from some other place, ordered this shirt from like this. I think my brother actually found where the shirt came from. Like, it must have been like a store set up through Printful or something.
Yeah.
And the shirt was like, Phil for president or whatever. And
that's,
I guess,
amazing.
What it was like, I don't know, it was for like some hockey, I don't know, something hockey related. So I don't know if there was like some hockey player's name's Phil, and then like, he's so cool, so let's vote for him for president, whatever. Okay. So I guess what happened with packaging was whoever was packaging it saw the name Phil on it, and then looked at the shipping label and put that shirt in that was getting sent to my brother, Phil. So,
yeah, I don't know if we mentioned it. Your brother's name is actually Phil.
I'm at work
Phil.
Or something. He's like, hey, did you send me a shirt? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, I did. And he's like, are you sure you sent the right one? I'm like, what does it look like? And he takes a picture of it, sends it to me. And I was like, no, I did not,
that's
not send
one.
You that shirt. He's like, yeah, I didn't think so because it was a triple XL. I'm like, oh. Oh, yeah, man. Nope, didn't happen.
Best coincidence
yeah, it
ever.
It was, yeah. Well, I think the coincidence has part of to do with why there was a mix-up in the first place, because Phil.
The name,
Phil,
yeah.
Yeah, which I understand.
It's hilarious.
It must have been, I mean, they were probably right next to each other, and then it was like, oh, okay, well, this must be going here, because why would some guy named Kevin be getting a shirt with Phil on it?
Right.
I don't know.
So some other. The Kevin guy.
It might have been Kevin, because like the shipping label or not.
Did
the
it come in
label.
FPT store packaging?
Yeah, no. See, like it had the shipping label on it, correct? Because how else would it get to the right place?
Right.
But inside was like the what do you call
that's
it?
Funny.
The just the paper inside that tells you what the exact order is and whatever. It was clearly not the right one, and yeah.
Huh.
Along with the wrong shirt, but yeah, right. Whatever. It's okay. It's okay. It makes sense why it happened. But it's funny.
Oh shit! Well, we have some. Jesus, that was gross. Oh, sorry, wow. Everybody else. We have some Ask FPT questions, and by Ask FPT questions, I mean they're not actually with the hashtag. They're just questions because I said ask us anything on Twitter. So we have some of those.
Jordan, do you need the link? Do either of you need the link?
I have it on my
There's
the
link?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm still that's part of the reason why I like am so anxious about just pulling the trigger and getting a new phone, because I can't deal with the cracked screen anymore. Mm. Can't do it.
Yeah, that would be something. Did you get that, Jordan?
Boy.
I do now.
Josu.
Okay.
Cordova. Josu Cordova.
Where are we looking? Oh, wow. This list grew. How about that? Okay.
What inspired you to make a channel like yours? Front Page Tech that's actually a really easy one. That I wanted in a tech channel didn't exist. It was just kind of shitty. And especially when it came to tech news, there was a lot of tech news podcasts and stuff, or just tech news channels, but they're just reading headlines and it's boring, and I get the same headlines on Twitter at that point, just 140 characters, and I'll understand the news that way. Or I could create something that is giving people the news, teaching them something, but also is like, it appeals to the average consumer, the average watcher, and it makes you laugh at the same time. Maybe it doesn't make everyone laugh. Some people think that I'm fucking stupid and they hate me. So there's that. But the actual inspiration was because it didn't exist and I wanted to create it. So now it's in the
You're fucking stupid.
Yeah. Thank you, Jordan.
Can I answer the question?
Can
Jordan answer the question? Because he could, too.
Yeah, go.
We
fucking
each
shoot.
All have our own channels.
Shoot.
Spectrum Swapper, which
Spectrum
you see here
on
my shirt, unless you're listening, because then you don't see shit.
In which case, you...
Uh,
If you're driving, make sure you're watching the road.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Trying again. Spectrum Swapper spawned off a front page tech and the gaming content that was not blending well with the tech content, so that's why it became its own separate channel. And lately, we haven't done anything.
Yeah, what I meant to ask you, what are you doing with the Spectrum Swapper? Is it coming back?
Yeah. Okay, well, we're not gone. We didn't go anywhere.
Well, no, I talk to you guys pretty frequently, so you're still alive.
Like, I don't know. School right now, I've just been increasingly busy between that and work.
I think I can comfortably say that the Spectrum Swapper crew easily put, like, double the amount of work in the Spectrum Swapper channel that I ever put into Front Page Tech, I think.
Well, like, that's you guys what happens when you have three editors, out. Though. Usually it's only you.
Through.
So...
So is this coming back?
Yeah, no, it's... I mean, everybody's busy. Skidier, he just got a new job, and he had to move for that, so he's been obviously been busy with that, getting adjusted with all that. Hyman has been working on some stuff.
Some stuff?
I think all collectively, we've all been working on our stuff, including the website, and... you know, it gives us some time to think about what do we want to do next right. with a lot of different things. So, yeah, we're not going anywhere. Expect some of the
same. I saw a tweet last week, I think.
Yeah. Something yes, like that. Yes, you did.
From the Spectrum.
I'll just say it was me that put that tweet up.
Right. I would have never guessed.
I don't even remember what I said. Something to the effect of, like, hey, you might not have noticed, or you might have noticed that we've been inactive lately. No one died. Just been a bit busy working on our comeback. # soon and very soon.
So they're not dead. You're coming back.
No, I am not dead, nor anybody related to Spectrum Swapper or my family or, okay, yeah, you get it. Jordan, your turn.
My turn?
Yeah.
We're talking about why we made channels, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're still on the first question.
Okay. I made a channel that only had about 12 videos about... It was called Binged Podcast. We made a
you
podcast.
You talk about it like it's dead. I don't think it's dead.
It's in the past. It's been about 6 months since we made an episode.
I don't think it's dead.
Me and John and sometimes Brian, sometimes John, we talked about Game of Thrones. We would watch the episode Sunday night and then we filmed, recorded, and I ended up putting out the next day, the podcast.
Right.
That's really about it.
I know when I
why
I'm
I made it.
Sure.
I just wanted to make it. I guess like there really wasn't a.
I feel
ton
like
of
we needed an. I felt like you. I think not. We you needed an outlet. Like we were just talking about Game of Thrones all the time.
This
and
is true,
it was
yeah.
It was a great outlet, which is why I think that like when Game of Thrones comes back, we'll probably just we won't have any choice. We'll want to talk about it and we'll start it back up.
Okay,
at least that's what I think. I don't know what your channel, so you know. Should you use a VPN from Joseph Sumera? Sumera.
I mean, what are you doing behind that VPN?
Yeah, Joseph, you little heathen.
I mean, if you're worried about anybody spying on you, yeah, I guess, because it's, yeah, use a VPN.
if you're worried about anyone spying on you.
Oh, I don't know. Like, if you feel like you're, I understand there's more reasons to use a VPN than that, but it's just like you're not really giving us a reason.
I feel
why,
like there's there's no reason in my mind, at least for how I use the internet, that is worth the sacrifice in speed ever.
Right.
True.
Okay.
Good. Jordan, any particular reason Joseph should be using a VPN? This is you trying to keep the porn from his mom?
Or just from your ISP. Like, if you're that like embarrassed about your internet usage?
I think you need to ask yourself a different question, sir.
Yeah.
No
other comments.
Lucas, what's the next one?
I don't know, because you skipped a question, so I'm not sure.
Those were both at the very bottom for me, so I don't think they're in order.
Okay. What was the one in the middle in between that? What in your PC?
For me, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Not sure why we skipped that. Yeah, from Scott. Medaglia?
Medaglia!
Medaglia. What in your PC? Things.
What in your PC? Stuff in PC!
I mean, spec-wise, I'm still running an older AMD 8350 FX series. I recently got an RX 480 video card. Runs great. Everything else is pretty run-of-the-mill, what you would expect. Wouldn't cause too much of a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Jordan?
Yeah.
What's in your PC? Mm-hmm. Is there a little man?
Sometimes. He turns butter.
That's pretty odd.
Intel i7-4790K. What is that? The GTX 1070 FTW edition. Some solid state drive. Some hard drives.
Some memory.
Some memory. 16 gigs of memory. I have a Corsair water cooler. And some AS Rock. I think AS Rock board, I think, maybe. I didn't go super cheap on the board, but I didn't really need anything super fancy. It just needs to hold all the equipment for me. And an NZXT case, because it's like my favorite case brand of all time.
And you can just Google mine. It's running an Alienware 15, 2015, I think.
I have a Reddit thread somewhere. If you can magically find my Reddit username, you'll find that I've posted Battle Station pics before.
There you go. Right. Scott.
That's your
You need to dig up Jordan and then present his Reddit history to us.
Dig me up.
Right.
What's next?
Dig me up, Scotty.
From Jewel. I see a lot of vloggers focus on subscribers. Is that more important than viewership?
Oh, Joel?
Joel, yeah.
Hi, Joel. I met Joel at Vlogger Fair.
I met Joel at Vlogger Fair 2 years ago, maybe, I think. I remember seeing his face. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead,
he does
John.
Look. He looked really familiar last year when I just saw him. Anyway, Joel, here's the way I look at it. You're not going to get viewers without, or you're not going to get subscribers without viewers. The more views you have, the more subscribers you get. And I don't think either of those have priority. It depends on, I think you should focus on the engagement, regardless of whatever audience you have. Even if it's just 10 viewers, how much do those 10 viewers like you? Are they always commenting? Are they always engaged? Are they sticking around? Are they leaving? Are you always cycling out 10 different viewers? Are you keeping the same ones? Engagement to me is way more important. But if from a raw numbers standpoint, you'll never get more subscribers without more views. You need more people watching to have more people hitting the subscribe button. What do you think,
correct,
Lucas?
I mean, I don't really.
And that's true for not just vloggers, for anything.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm like, I don't really know so much about that particular trend in relation to vloggers, but yeah, that's pretty much how it works. Views.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure I saw him vlogging at Vlogger Fair.
Right.
So that explains that.
Views equals more possible chances at getting subscribers.
Yeah, more possible chances of pretty much everything. So I guess to answer your question, viewership. Would you give up coffee or tacos from Liz? I would.
Jumping all over the place.
That was the next one in order for me.
Man, why?
I don't know.
No, it's not.
Why?
It's not.
That's a really tough. I think I'd have to. Tacos are so fucking good, though, but I'm pretty sure I need coffee more. No, I changed my mind. I would give up coffee because I can get my caffeine by other means. I can't get tacos by other means, so I'm going to eat tacos. I'm going to keep the tacos, and I'll get caffeine by, putting caffeine pills up my ass.
Or Red Bull.
Or Red Bull up my ass. Whichever
No.
One. Lucas, coffee or tacos? Give one up right now. Choice coffee. Is yours. No, that was too easy for you.
I don't drink coffee enough for it to be that valuable.
Yeah, I guess so. What about you? Said you'd give up tacos, Jordan?
100%. Fuck the tacos.
What do you mean, fuck the tacos? Tacos is so good.
I need coffee.
That's. I think that's a great title for the podcast. Fuck the tacos.
All right.
I'm going to direct this question directly to Lucas right now.
All right. Okay.
Two trains are traveling across the U.S. One from New York going 85 miles an hour, and one from California going 55 miles an hour. Which arrives in Texas first? Lucas Ciprian. He didn't say your name, but I did.
Okay, I mean, California. What part of California? It's a pretty big state. Too vague. Who cares?
Best answer ever.
From Oklahoma wins.
Yes!
That was cheating.
No. What the fuck? There was nothing about Oklahoma.
He just didn't talk about that one.
Oklahoma.
There was not even a train from Oklahoma.
Just offended every person from Oklahoma. Sorry.
Sorry.
People that matter
fuck
live in
Oklahoma, you know? Just kidding. I love Oklahomians.
I hope they have a train because we just said they had one.
Right.
Do you guys have
what's the next question, Lucas, in the order you see? Because clearly
from at Enigma CTR. Anything? Question mark. Yes.
Yes, sure. You can ask us anything, and you wasted your anything.
It's like the magic genie, but you only get one.
Right.
Okay. From Josh Remnalf, Strings of Tech, at Remnalf. Strings of Tech. Did you figure out where all your phantom poops are going, John?
Josh, hi. No. I still think there's a little man
in there.
I'll
answer that question for you, John. Down the drain.
But how?
Silently.
Because the little man is taking them. I'm worried that you're not worried.
It's a poop goblin.
Okay,
the poop
look,
goblin.
I already named one
fuck
podcast after this.
Fuck
I can't name
goblin.
Another, so let's just move on.
No, I don't. I think I know where they're going. I just haven't identified who's taking them, Josh.
Okay.
What the? Do you know a good taco place?
I'm sure you
Says
do.
Says Chantel Hills.
What's up?
What's up?
Taco Bell's pretty great.
At
it's universal. There's a lot of Taco Bells, man. Girl, you're a girl.
Yeah.
Lucas, best taco place that you can think of that's not Taco Bell, because I took Taco Bell because Taco Bell's fucking tits.
I mean, Chipotle, I guess. I don't know. I can't think.
It's not. Yeah.
But I think that those things that they've sold me there are called tacos. So don't try and argue with me about that compared to your phantom poops. God.
Poo-poo. That leaves me to a question that I wish I would have asked earlier. Jordan, what the fuck? You don't like tacos?
I love tacos.
Well, then why? How could a man that loves tacos say something as terrible as fuck
because
the tacos?
Because he has a greater love for coffee.
Thanks, Luke.
Well, you asked.
Well, you can, but
I like fish tacos the most.
I've never had a fish taco.
They're delicious.
I've never seen one of those from Taco Bell. I think that's my problem.
Taco Bell aren't, those aren't, that's not real.
Well,
food.
Then go to Long John Silver's.
Long John.
Do they have fish tacos at Long
they
John Silver's?
They have fish everything.
I wouldn't trust, it sounds awful. That's like telling him that's a bad idea. Like, he would hate them forever. You really need to go to Los Gallos.
Or
there's like three of them.
That.
They have the best Los Gallos
AKA
tacos. They have the best fish tacos ever.
Generic Mexican restaurant.
Oh, it's not even a generic Mexican restaurant. It's the best Mexican restaurant.
Well, I mean,
in the
I'm
area.
Saying like it's obviously never mind. Okay.
This is such a really great question. I don't know my answer, but it's what is some from Victoria G. What is something you go to throw away but end up keeping?
Something you go.
Like, you're always thinking about...
To throw away?
You're always thinking about throwing it away. It makes sense to throw it away, but you always keep
okay,
it anyway.
Okay, I see.
That's a really...
Used tissues?
No.
Ew,
no.
What?
Just kidding.
Is that your fucking answer, Mr. No. Fuck the Tacos?
Right in the taco asshole.
I don't know.
I have that problem with a lot of things. I don't think I'm a hoarder, per se. But, like, there's always things that I go to throw away, and it's either for some reason I feel bad about throwing it away, so I can't.
Or, like that object has feelings or something.
Yeah. Like, it'll be really disappointed in me. Or like, things that I think will be useful down the road that I could use it for something. Even though, like, a really good part of me knows that I will never use it again for anything. And if I did need another one, I could just buy another one because it's so fucking dirt cheap. Like, cables. I do that a lot with cables. Like, I never throw cables away for anything because I will use them. And I've moved, like, 4 times since the beginning of collecting cables. So it's pointless anyway. It's just one big jumbled, disgusting mess of tangled cables that even if I wanted one from that pile, I wouldn't be able to get one from the pile of messed up cables. There's my answer. Lucas?
Wow.
I can't think of anything. I don't know. I mean, I have all these, like, boxes back here from, like, stuff I've bought, but I'm not, like, I know I should get rid of them. Like, I don't really need them all, but I'm not going to them like I'm going to throw them away.
It's like every day Lucas wakes up, he walks over to him. You live in the day box. What about you, Jordan?
I actually thought about this. It's like, there's clothes that, like, I'm like, man, I need to throw all these away, but then I'm maybe I'll wear that again, but, like, in reality, like, a lot of these are still my fat clothes and they don't fit me anymore, but I'm like,
I'm with that with so many fucking things. Like, okay, where, let me hang on.
All right,
this is bat slut.
Oh yes.
No,
this is a headless bat slut because their head's over there on the floor and I just can't reach it.
Never mind, I got the wrong... Never mind.
What do you think I was talking about?
It would have been helpful if I saw what you were doing, but then I had to process what was actually...
I knew immediately what he was talking about.
Yeah, this is headless bat slut. I have her head, too. It's over there. I can't come to throw her away because I... Deep down, I think she'll be of use to someone someday. Probably soon. So, bat slut.
You might need bat slut again. Yeah.
The only thing, didn't she have a hook for a hand? Didn't she have one? Because she doesn't
know. I wasn't filming with you guys.
She then. Just, now her hand's just gone. She's been candid.
Maybe Mallory took it.
Maybe, oh, dude, I hope Mallory didn't fucking eat a paperclip.
Bad slut hand and poop out in the yard one day.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, so there's
maybe that's slut. Why your neighbor dogs are barking.
Because they have a paperclip stuck in their asshole?
Yeah. Mallory transported it to him.
Yeah, Mallory was like, it was just smuggling paper clips. Hey, this was in a Front Page Tech video. And then they get stuck in their fucking asshole. Good job, dogs. I'm pretty sure I would get in trouble. If I would feel bad if a dog got a paper clip stuck in their asshole because of me.
Yeah, that's a bad
situation.
That's
a bad day.
From Sami Larson, what cars do you all drive? I think that's the last question.
A broke one.
None.
Yeah, you don't have a car, John.
What about you, Jordan?
I have a Ford Fusion.
A Ford Fusion? Lucas said I broke one.
Yeah, it's a Nissan Maxima. It's just old and needs to go away so I can get a new one.
It needs to go away.
Does your door work yet?
No.
Dude, it's been like 2 years.
He climbs in like
a NASCAR
driver. I mean,
it works completely forever if you want to look at it like that.
Because it
always shut.
But you still
yeah,
have
what
to
about
totally
it?
Works.
It would be a shittier situation if it was stuck open.
It works, you know, like a door better than like an actual door.
Yeah. I'd like to see someone.
I was
break
trying to make
it.
Like a door window joke, but I couldn't figure out how to like make the difference.
You need like the netting that NASCAR cars have on NASCAR car. NASCAR
is it, oh
NASCAR
like so I can climb
cars?
Out of it and pretend like I'm a NASCAR driver.
Yeah,
I already did
like,
that.
I'm
what are you talking about?
Make a left turn.
I'm like not that. About to do backflip off of the friggin' thing, but, you know.
Are they, okay, serious question. Are they called NASCARs or NASCAR cars?
They're called stock cars.
Are they called NASCARs or NASCAR cars?
Okay, I don't think you're paying attention.
Maybe NASCAR, NASCAR cars.
NASCAR, NASCAR. What? NASCAR, NASCAR cars?
Yes.
At least I thought they were. Yeah, it's isn't it just in general the sport.
No, this is not
called
an in general thing. This is, are they NASCARs or NASCAR cars?
NASCAR is a name for stock
NASCAR
car racing.
NASCAR cars. I'm Googling it.
Does NASCAR stand for anything?
Stock car
racing. It stands
racing.
For...
That's STR.
The world's largest governing body for stock car racing is the American NASCAR.
Why is it called NASCAR?
Well, let me just continue
stands,
on further.
Hang on. It stands for...
National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing.
Neighbors and sluts...
What the hell?
Can't...
Up. Can't skip the letter.
What? No, no, I didn't. Neighbors and sluts no. care about
used
racing.
And so
there you
I
go.
Thought...
Neighbors and sluts care about racing. So they are NASCAR cars. Thank you. I'm
not
glad
going
I was
to be
able
the title
to answer
this
the question
podcast.
For all of us.
Sorry, Jordan already.
Neighbors and sluts.
Neighbors and sluts. Care about racing cars, so
yeah,
it is
NASCAR. But who are the neighbors?
Cars.
Are they neighbors to this?
This is like no, just neighbors.
Are they
in general.
Your neighbors?
Like hey,
or...
you got a fucking neighbor, Lucas? It's them.
But that could also
they care about
mean
racing.
Me.
Yeah, your neighbor.
Because I
everyone's
am their
neighbor.
Neighbor. Yeah. But I don't care about it.
It doesn't matter. It's in the title. You see?
Well,
see the problem?
Your title's flawed, John.
I see. I understand.
I didn't make the fucking title up, Lucas.
Actually, you just
did.
Do
you know
did.
How long NASCAR's been
up.
Around? All right, neighbors and sluts.
You didn't make
care
up
about
National
racing has been around
for
a long fucking time.
Racing.
NASCAR cars.
It isn't. It's called a fucking NASCAR car. With that said, are we good? Do you want to wrap up?
Stock car.
NASCAR cars.
Let's stock wrap car. Up by making a left turn.
Let's make a left turn. And rest in peace, Dale Earnhardt.
Another left turn.
He made too much of a left turn, right into the wall.
All right, don't even. No, that's awful.
Neighbors and sluts care about racing. If you'd rather listen to the podcast instead of watching it, it's very easy. Just search PT Podcast pretty much anywhere podcasts are available. And if you're listening to us, you'd rather see us. Because Lucas made fun of you. Lucas, you almost dropped the shit out of your phone, sir.
Except I didn't.
Your phone makes
said,
poop?
Front page, no, youtube.com/frontpagetech is the place for the video thing. You can follow me on Twitter @John_Processor. What about you, Sir Jordan?
@Jordan0.
And what about you, Sir, drop your phone?
@LucasCyprian.
Have a good NASCAR car day. I think those NASCAR. Days are Sundays. Neighbors and sluts care about racing. Have a good week.
Hey.